Time now to hear another review from Michael Lang.
Today, I'd like to talk about a specific MP3 CD player, but I also have to talk about its relatives. They are actually a whole family with its own history. 2 years or so ago, a Korean company called iRiver decided to make an MP3 CD player. They called it the IMP100. Quickly, the US company Sonic Blue realized that the IMP100 was a very fine MP3 CD player. At the time, Sonic Blue had already made a lot of good MP3 players, but they were all flash-based. When their first MP3 player, the Rio 300, came out, the music industry tried to prevent its distribution by bringing the matter to a court. As we know, they failed. So, at the time, Sonic Blue had quite a few good flash-based MP3 players on the market, and now they wanted to have a good MP3 CD player as well. They made a deal with iRiver, which enabled Sonic Blue to distribute a version of the IMP100 outside of South Korea. Sonic Blue made a new casing for the machine, and they called it the RealVault SP100. This machine is very successful, partly because the firmware can be upgraded. iRiver, which is also responsible for the RealVault firmware, included a lot of new features in later versions of the firmware. While one can use the original firmware of the IMP100 in the RealVault SP100, one normally grabs new firmware versions directly from Sonic Blue, put them onto a CD, and flash it into the player. 1 year or so ago, iRiver decided to include a thing which they call study mode into the firmware of the iRiver IMP100. This study mode was first on by default, and since it uses the stop key to execute a function which has nothing to do with the stop key normally, it could be a bit irritating. That is why Sonic Blue asked iRiver to disable study mode in firmware versions which iRiver makes for Sonic Blue. This was especially annoying for blind people, if they knew about it at all, of course, because iRiver included a special feature for us in the study mode, which I will explain later. Then, iRiver decided to have study mode off by default, and this, and maybe some protests by users, led to a change of mind at Sonic Blue. In newer versions of the RealVaults, study mode is available. However, the latest firmware for the RealVault SP100 is relatively old, and I am not sure whether it already includes this feature. When study mode came out, I only had the RealVault SP100, but when the successor to the IMP100, the IMP150 Chrome X, came out, I decided to buy it partly to get this study mode. Another advantage of the IMP150 is the non-existence of the joypad. This is a circle which you can press at 4 different points to execute the functions start, stop, back, and forward. The 4 points on this circle key are a bit difficult to feel with a finger. The IMP150 Chrome X has 4 dedicated keys for these functions, and they are easily distinguishable. Another feature which makes the CD MP3 players from iRiver and Sonic Blue unique is their great resume capabilities. When the RealVault SP100 came out, It already had an outstanding resume function because it not just remembered the title in which one stopped, it precisely resumed at the position in the title where one stopped listening. This is important when one listens to MP3 talking books or plays. The player does not forget the stop position when one takes out the CD. So, when a CD is a bit skippy, one can take it out, clean it, put it in again, and the player will resume at the stop position. One cannot do this with MP3 CD players from the big boys like Sony or Philips or Iowa. But iRiver still significantly improved the resume capabilities in later versions of the firmware. Current versions of iRiver and Sonic Blue firmware can remember the stop positions of the last 10 CDs. So, if you listen to a talking book, and then while in the middle of the book decide to listen to a music CD, you can put in the talking book CD after that, and the player will still find the exact stop position. Let's try the resume.
The United Nations has carried out a weapons inspection at one of Saddam Hussein's presidential palaces in Baghdad. The American Deputy Defense Secretary, Paul Wolfowitz, says...
I've recorded some stuff from the BBC on this CD. And now I press play again. Takes a little time for the player to start.
Says war with Iraq can be avoided. Former hostages and families of victims of the Moscow theater siege are beginning...
So this is absolutely no problem for the IMP-150 Chrome X. In addition to the four keys already mentioned, the Chrome X has three keys on the right side of the top of the unit. They are volume down, volume up, and navi, with which one can navigate in directories. On the right side of the unit, there are three keys called plus 10, program, and mode. With a plus 10 key, one can skip 10 tracks ahead in an audio or MP3 music CD. This is very useful when one has an MP3 CD containing 100 or 200 tracks. Other CD MP3 players have buttons called Previous and Next Album, with which one can jump to the next and previous directory. Until recently, I thought that the lack of these keys was a disadvantage of the CD MP3 players by iRiver and Sonic Blue. But then somebody from iRiver told me that one can easily jump to the previous and next directory. To do that, one presses the forward key or the backward key briefly, and after that, one presses and holds the key. When the player beeps, one can release it. This works well. One can queue and review inside MP3 tracks with the players from iRiver and Sonic Blue. While this is a normal thing with audio CD players, a lot of MP3 CD players cannot do this with MP3 CDs. With the Philips Xpanium MP3 CD players, for instance, one can scan inside MP3 tracks, but one doesn't hear anything while scanning. So how does it sound on the Chrome X?
To seek substantial compensation.
I press forward.
Embarrassing it under the tuss. All piece.
Now it has to switch the motor on.
In an office. The ananas are a time. Hard on, but what's with age? We don't know. The opportunity would be great. For his tapping into the long-standing close ties between India and Russia.
One can even switch between several scanning speeds, but this is done via the menu. Now let's get back to the study mode and the special feature for the blind. iRiver has not just one, but three study modes in their firmware. Study modes 1 and 2 are for language learners. When one of these is active, pressing the stop key briefly repeats the last seconds of the text just heard. In study mode 1, the last 5, and in study mode 2, the last 10 seconds are repeated. That is the only difference between study mode 1 and study mode 2. Study mode 3 is made especially for blind talking book listeners. It is called study beep mode. In all three study modes, one can set up to 20 bookmarks per CD. This is especially useful with MP3 CDs because with that feature one can find the news which may begin at the 6th hour of the MP3 CD quickly. After all, an MP3 CD can have up to 90 hours or so of text on it. In study beep mode, the player indicates the number of the bookmark with which one currently works by issuing the according number of tones. Let's try it. First, I have to activate study beep mode. To do that, I have to be in pause mode.
As a trusted...
Okay, now I have to activate the menu system. To do that, I have to press the Navi key for 2 seconds or so, and when study mode isn't active, it doesn't beep. Now I have to press forward 4 times, then play, then forward 3 times, play again, and then study mode 1, 2, 3. Now I have to press stop 3 times. You may have heard that the player beeped once, then 2 times, and then 3 times when I pressed the stop key 3 times, and this indicates that study beep mode is now on. I asked a sighted person to count the key presses for me, and now this really works fine. When study mode is totally off, one first has to press the Navi key for longer than 2 seconds while in pause mode. This activates the menu. Then one presses forward 4 times, then play, then forward 3 times, then play, and now we're in the study mode submenu. The first press of the forward key jumps to study mode 1, the second press to study mode 2, and the third press to study beep mode. When I would press forward again, study mode would be switched off completely, then study mode 1 would be active, and so on. To leave the menu, one presses the stop key 3 times. I will now set a bookmark at the current position.
Friend, and said the Russian president's visit to India would reinforce existing links in trade, science and technology, and defense matters.
Let's say that I would like to set a bookmark here. I first have to press the program key, and I have to hold it. And now I have to briefly press it, and this beep indicates that bookmark 1 is now set. Let's listen to the first words after the bookmark.
The two countries are discussing more than 350 arms contracts.
Okay, I will now search for a good position for bookmark 2. I found a good position, I will now set bookmark 2. I press the program key and hold it. And now I'll briefly press it. Okay. As you have heard, it has beeped 2 times. This indicates that I have set bookmark 2. I'll now search for a third position. Now, I will set bookmark 3. I press and hold program, and I press it again briefly. Okay. To select a bookmark, one presses and holds the program key as before, but then one presses the back or forward key to actually select a bookmark.
It's 13 hours GMT, that's 14 hours in Warsaw, 16 hours in Kharkiv.
It skips back to bookmark 2. This takes a while. I think there are 11 hours on this CD, 11 hours of radio program.
BBC World Service. This is Robin Lustig with NewsHour.
That's bookmark two.
Coming up in the next 60 minutes, United Nations...
I will now go to bookmark one. I hope you have heard that it beeped once. And I hear the motor spin. Ah, it spins a lot.
The two countries are discussing more than 350 arms contracts, including the possible purchase by India of the aircraft carrier Gorshkov.
And now I will go to bookmark three.
The Indian Prime Minister shortly after he arrives in Delhi with a...
It beeped three times. It really works reliably, this bookmark feature. It's quite similar to the one of the Daisy players. But... one has to wait a little.
It's 13 hours GMT, that's 14 hours in Warsaw, 16 hours in Khartoum, and 21 hours in Singapore.
In my opinion, this is a really great feature of the iRiver and the later Sonic Blue MP3 CD players. However, it is not well documented. The feature works great for 5, 6 or 7 bookmarks. But when one has more than 7 bookmarks for a CD, at least I am no longer able to distinguish between the different bookmarks. The pause between the beep tones is too short to let me distinguish between 8, 9 and 10 beeps and so on. Also, one has to keep in mind that the player will forget all the bookmarks when CD 11, after the CDs with a bookmark, is inserted. Compare that to the Plextalk PTR1 portable Daisy recorder, about which I talked in my last main menu contribution. It can remember the bookmarks of the last 1000 CDs. But it's also much more expensive than the iRiver players, and it cannot play as many different MP3 bitrates as the iRiver players. As is with study mode 1 and 2, one can repeat the last seconds heard in study beep mode. But in study beep mode, this is not done by pressing the stop key. When one listens to talking book CDs, one doesn't need this repeat feature that often. Therefore, the iRiver people have put the feature on the plus 10 key. So, in study beep mode, the skip 10 tracks ahead function isn't available. Instead, the player repeats the last second heard when one presses the plus 10 key. This study beep mode makes the iRiver players and the close relatives of them really fine MP3 CD players to listen to talking books. Since the Daisy books of today use MP3 format, one can use the IMP150 Chrome X to listen to at least some of these Daisy books. But the Daisy format includes IPP, which stands for Intellectual Property Protection, and Recordings for the Blind, for instance, uses this copy protection technology. Therefore, one cannot use MP3 CD players to listen to these new RFBD Audio Plus talking books. And there are other limitations too. Nearly all of the Daisy MP3 files of the Victor Pro manual CD have the extension MPG. Only the Dutch version of the manual, which is also on this CD, uses the conventional extension MP3. Therefore, the only thing which my iRiver 150 MP3 CD player will play from the Victor Pro manual CD is this Dutch version of the manual. And when I make a Daisy recording with a Plextalk PTR1 portable Daisy recorder, and after that edit this recording, the IMP150 sometimes does not play the recording correctly. One can, for instance, overwrite the last seconds of a recorded text with a PTR1. But since it cannot delete physically the text on a CDR, it just marks the passage to delete as irrelevant. Since the IMP150 does not use DAISY structure files, it still plays this logically deleted stuff. Another disadvantage of the IMP150 Chrome X, when one compares it to a conventional DAISY CD player, is that it cannot resume quickly. When the player is off and is then switched on again, the IMP150 always rereads the contents of the CD. This can take from 12 to 40 seconds or even longer. DAISY CD players like the Victor Pro and the Plextalk PTR1 can be left in the on position when the AC power adapter is connected. They will then always remember the contents of their play buffer, no matter how long one pauses listening. When one presses the play key, they then resume as quickly as a cassette recorder. I have asked iRiver to make this fast resume available on their players. In my opinion, it would make sense to have a setting that would tell the player never to switch off completely when in pause mode. But they replied that the resume time is so short that this is unnecessary. I disagree. Perhaps they will change their mind if more of us ask them to make this fast resume feature available in future firmware versions. In conclusion, I'd say that iRiver makes by far the best MP3 CD players in the world. Study beep mode is a very helpful feature for blind people. A lot of the functions of these players have to be activated or deactivated via the menu, but when one knows how many keys one has to press, this is absolutely doable by a blind person. A manual especially made for the blind would of course be very useful. I have made one in German together with somebody from a company which distributes the Chromex for the blind. Perhaps a company like MaxiAids, ERTI, Disability Specialties or ... could do the same in English.
Michael Lang wrapping up the final main menu for 2002. Just a final reminder that we are taking a break. Main menu will not be produced until the end of January. The next main menu will be broadcast on the 22nd of January 2003 at 1 Universal Time. That's the normal time, and we'll go into the ACB radio archives a little after that. Lots of people make main menu possible, people who volunteer to review products and share their expertise with us. I'd like to thank everybody who's made a contribution to Main Menu over the last year for making the program what it is, and of course all the people who make Main Menu the most popular show that ACB Radio's entire network produces. We certainly appreciate all of your support and look forward to being on the cutting edge of technology next year. Have a safe and restful, happy holiday season. We'll look forward to being back with you all bright-eyed, bushy-tailed and batteries charged in 2003. Let's hope that Santa puts some exciting technology in your stocking on Christmas Day.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.